B-Pod Studios.
Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on now. Listen to me. We can stand and hate it all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock. Time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida? Stan and Haney afternoons on 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Hey there. Hey, gang. Stan Haney. Monday edition of the Stan and Haney show. I got a lot to get to, but there's somebody on the phone that Rob sent our way. He's evidently, I'm supposed to know who Tony Promo is. What?
It sounds vaguely familiar.
I don't know what that is.
Well, if it's Tony Promo, they could tell us who they are.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tony. How you doing?
Fine. Tony, how do I know you?
Well, you know Tony Promo, right?
From when? It rings a bell, but I can't remember. I can't place it.
From 2009.
Oh, yeah. That all just snaps right all back what happened 10 years ago. Yeah, go ahead. With Tony Promo from 2009. How do we know you from then?
Well, I was buddies with Tom. You know, his anniversary.
Oh, hey, Tony.
So you know who this is?
Yes. What's going on, bud?
Nothing much. I'm living back in Florida.
All right, you do know who he is. Who is this, dear everybody?
Friend of mine.
So nobody listening would know who it is, but you know who he is.
This is the nicest man you'll ever want to meet.
Okay, good.
When he is not drinking whiskey.
Okay. You sober, Tone?
No.
Okay.
He's a lot of fun, though.
I've been off all day at jury duty.
Oh, Jesus.
Good.
Well, where in Florida are you?
Up in the Tampa area.
So is everything good?
Everything's amazing.
As long as
it's
not drinking
whiskey. I have
a beautiful
wife again, and it's great.
Okay, now, is this... What number beautiful wife is this?
Four.
Is this different from the last beautiful wife?
Stan?
What number wife are you on, Tone?
Number three, Stan. Give me a break, will you?
Okay, so that one the other state didn't work out.
Yeah, she was beautiful, too,
though. Yeah, she was.
She's damn right she was. Didn't work out.
Yeah.
Tony doesn't deal with non-beautiful women.
Right,
okay?
when he's not drinking whiskey.
You guys. Hey, Stan?
Yes, sir.
I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn golfing, can you?
Yeah, yes, I can.
So you ever make it down this way?
Oh, yeah, I've been down there a couple times. I tried to actually come to you guys, and it didn't happen. You guys were off the air by then.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah, next time we'll stay on till 9 p.m.
Till 9 p.m.?
Yeah, so you can stop by and say hi.
Bedtime.
Well, it'd be nice to see you, Tony, but, you got jury duty in Tampa, and I got a show to do, so.
All right, guys.
All right, just stay away from the bottle.
Love you, Tony.
Beautiful wife number three.
What a good guy, as long as he's not drinking whiskey. Seriously.
Yeah.
If he's not drinking whiskey,
one hell of a guy.
And give you the shirt off his back.
Yeah, if he is,
he'll fight you for no reason. And he can get everybody you know and thrown in jail for something.
Yeah. But one hell of a guy. He comes by at night, but we're not on the air.
Yeah.
I'll send him Rob's way.
And I guess he thought that would be a password, because that was, I remember what that's from now. That was from a drunken conversation that goes way before 2009.
Right, was he drunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
And me and Tommy were sitting at a round table with him. This is probably in 1999, trying to come up with a business idea for Tony. And we thought, hey, Tony Promo.
Oh, that's where you thought of that.
And so, as we sit here in, what is this?
2019.
Yeah. For me to recall a drunken conversation from 1999,
Well, you couldn't have been that drunk.
You know, I don't like to make excuses.
You're right. You weren't certainly as drunk as Tony was.
No! How he retained that.
Yeah.
Man, if he'd retained the rest of it, I don't think we'd be hearing from him. He'd be have his own island by now.
Yep. A lot of that has gone into the memory banks and has disappeared.
You see, Stan, that's what I've been trying to tell you. All these ideas that I come with, they're all good.
Yeah.
But if they don't get followed up on...
Execute.
But he remembers the name of it. That could have been, hearing about that, with a .com after it, or just download the app, and he'd be a millionaire.
But there ain't nothing else there.
Nope. And I'm glad that he has found another beautiful wife.
Because number two was beautiful.
I thought the first was beautiful.
One was beautiful, too. Third time's a charm.
And the second was just a knockout.
Yeah. Things didn't work out.
Nope. Took him out of state, though.
Yep. Sure did, but he's back up Tampa way.
And I'm not sure why.
I don't know either. I don't know. I'll save it for the grab bag.
You know, in hindsight, if I had remembered Tony Promo, I would have said, tell him to call me off the air.
Next time he calls... Tell him to call him off the air.
Will do.
That's amazing, though, that he calls.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Because I was talking to somebody else last night that I haven't talked to in years, and I don't have that many friends.
Right. Well, they all moved away and are on their third wives.
Yep.
That's why.
Yep.
I got to play something for you in the grab bag. We at, let me just state this, and I'll do a better job of it when we get to it. At one point in time on this broadcast, we were talking about Tommy. He was our executive producer, and Dave had a very high-paying job as associate producer. That's when Beasley was just throwing around the jack. Those were the days. And so Dave actually had a job making more than Rob is right now, working 18 hours. And his job was to, you know, book us guests and arrange the calendar and things like that. So I'm going through our archives, and I come across a phone answering message from a publicist. And I'm just going to tell you that he's passed away. He was one of the most recognizable publicists, one of the biggest names in Hollywood at the time. He lived until the age of 89. He died last year. His name is Henry Bollinger.
Oh, Henry.
Henry Bollinger goes all as a publicist. Went all the way back to the 1940s.
Yep.
All the way back to the 40s. And this guy was a power player.
And when we interacted with Henry, it was when we were dealing with Bob Barker, if I remember correctly.
Well, Dave was dealing with Henry Bollinger. And you want to know why Dave is not associate producer anymore and making big money? Henry Bollinger.
Legend in the publicity business.
I'm not joking. He was a legend. He left Dave a phone answering machine message where the poor man, Henry Bollinger, 60 years in the business, biggest names, going all the way back to the 40s.
Most people know who he is when he calls.
Yes. Oh. If Henry Bollinger's calling you,
people that are professional, that is.
Well, right, you got the head guy. I will play for you at the start of the grab bag. Henry Bollinger's call to Dave. Why?
Because I remember having to apologize to Bob Barker.
Yes. Why? Because Dave was calling Henry at all hours, and Henry could not get a hold of him, nor could he email Dave, and just virtually gave up the ghost. This biggest power player in Hollywood to our associate producer at the time, Bonehead.
and this goes back to, a different era when being a professional and being a gentleman were one and the same. And Henry Bollinger had clients like Bob Barker that were old school that would have policies that don't fit in the modern age because people don't reciprocate it. But maybe they had a policy like, any inquiry, Henry, no matter how small, I want you to at least reach out to them and explain why I can't do it.
Yep. Henry.
And thus, Dave. You end up with Henry trying to deal with Dave.
And Henry couldn't reach out to Dave because he couldn't get a hold of Dave as our
and
associate
Henry
producer.
And Henry is only doing this as an antiquated code of honor.
Yes. I'll play it for you when we come back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same.
Oh, yeah.
Vicodin, Percocet, Oxycontin.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. I got to play that Henry Bollinger call here in a second. We'll do the grab bag. I want to give a shout-out to my main man, Ron, over at Coastal Cooling. I didn't have air conditioning on Saturday.
You know what?
He might have been on his boat or something.
He's always there for us, and he has saved my bacon more than once.
And he sent his tech guy, Brandon, over into my sauna house and took care of everything. I had to get a new motor put in. And they were quick, and I thank you to Ron and Brandon.
So they got your motor running with heavy metal thunder.
Yes. Yup. Boy, I'll tell you. You know what? My place, Here's the difference. You're talking about your air conditioning. Back in the 1800s, early 1900s, Florida didn't have any air conditioning down here.
Grew up without air conditioning.
But you know what they had? Those wraparound porches, and the architects would design the house so that a breeze would always be going through.
The houses were designed to generate a cross breeze, or nobody could live here.
Right. And my condo has no cross breeze. I had every window and door open for a cross breeze.
It doesn't matter. It's designed for AC.
I need AC. Thank you, Ron. Henry Bollinger, we told you about him. Most powerful man. He passed away last year at like 89. Most powerful man in showbiz as a publicist.
Everybody in old and new Hollywood knew his name.
And Dave, who was our associate producer making Good Jack, had to get a hold of Henry because I think Bob Barker was retiring. He was leaving The Price is Right. And you and I said, wouldn't it be great to have Bob Barker on? Dave, it's your job. Get a hold of Bob Barker's representation.
Also not that far removed from the Adam Sandler movie that Bob Barker did.
So, got the contact.
What was that, Happy Gilmore he was in? Uh-huh. You go, The Price is Wrong?
Yep. So, the contact was Henry Bollinger. The king of all publicists. He, for like 20 years, was
courtly gentleman.
He was the president of the Publicist Association, every award under the sun.
Yeah, he's got, they pulled up the pictures here to show us, and there he is, accepting another piece of hardware for the mantle.
Because he was the best. So Dave, get a hold of him. Get a hold of him, see what he can do for us. Well, a week went by. Nothing. And Dave didn't have an answer until I went in the office and grabbed the answering machine and said, what the hell's going on? And this was sitting on the answering machine from the legendary, the late, great Henry Bollinger.
This call is for Dave. Dave, this is Henry Bollinger. You keep on calling me at 6 o'clock in the morning, California time, expecting me to be in the office, which I am not. And whenever I call back, the number you give me, there's a voicemail. But I have emailed you on three separate occasions trying to play around with the letters that you left because it was never clear what you were saying. But I have emailed you in every possible configuration. So I don't understand why you're not getting it, but I've done all I can to get it to you. So in any event, if you want to call me, try me on my cell. But if you're calling me at 6 o'clock in the morning, I will not be answering. Bye.
Yeah, that was our associate producer, Mr. Big Bucks. Jeez, I hear that, it makes me so mad.
That should be on Dave's audio resume.
Yes.
I've worked with the greats.
Yeah. Don't call me again. Grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
I have emailed you on three separate occasions.
Three separate occasions, and have not received anything in return.
I've received this letter.
That makes no sense.
I don't know. In any event, here is my cell number. But if you call me at 6 a.m.
I won't be here. Goodbye.
That is a man at wit's end.
Yep. Trying to stay professional.
Yep.
Jeez, and one of the biggest in the business. Grab bag.
Jeez.
You wonder why we get so frustrated.
And you also wonder, after all of this work, all these years, why don't we have a reputation? Oh, I guess we do.
Oh, we got one.
Then we had another producer that was in a blood feud with Phyllis Diller because of an incident in an elevator.
Yes! I gotta tell you that one real quick. We had a producer. Nice guy. His methods were awkward.
A saint of a man.
But before he got to work in radio, and radio wasn't even his profession, he worked at a hotel. Was he a busboy or was he a...
I don't know.
Something.
It was very vague to me.
But it was one of these big. It was one of these big hotels where the celebrities would perform, and this was back in the day. Miss Phyllis Diller, the queen of comedy, was performing at this hotel, and they had to get her from her room, which was on a certain floor, to stage level to go and do her show. And obviously, they're not taking the public elevator down. They're taking a service elevator, so Miss Diller, who's on the 19th floor, can get down to the showroom floor to go and do it without dealing with the public.
Make it discreetly to the stage.
Very discreet. So they're going to take her down to the stage discreetly, and the elevator's not working. They can't get the service elevator to take Miss Diller, queen of comedy, down to do her show. They tried for hours. Why? Because our old producer, who was working at the hotel at the time, said he had a little bit of downtime. He thought he'd take a nap in the service elevator.
Cat nap.
And you know, out of service. So when they finally found out, all the big wigs of the hotel, what the hell's going on here? What's
wrong? We need Miss Diller to the stage.
Yes. There he was, sleeping in the elevator. True story.
And the only reason we know that story is because we said, we want to get Phyllis Diller on. He goes,
oh.
Well, if you're going to have Phyllis Diller on, you should know we have a history. Not a good one.
Yeah. Enjoy the extra hour over the weekend, or are you mad because it gets dark early?
What do you think?
Hello, darkness, my old friend. It's getting dark at 4 p.m. because daylight saving time is over.
Yeah. Get ready when we're. It'll still be a little bit light when we leave now. It another a month and it'll be dark when we leave.
It just makes me ill.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, if I remember correctly, doesn't it start by the time it reaches the apex?
Which will be like in mid-December.
It's like, I haven't even started the news, and it's full-on dark.
Yeah, it gets dark. Yep. Oh, amazing weekend.
And now, it's time for this week's extremely uncommon NFL phrases. The Ravens beat the Patriots. The Chargers beat the Packers. And the 49ers are the only unbeaten team at 8-0. Those are this week's extremely uncommon NFL phrases.
Oh, I got another one for you.
Uh-huh.
Dolphins win. Ah, but it was the Jets. Do you know, I was talking
Adam
to this...
Adam Gase, offensive genius.
Talking to the sports radio guys, if the season was to end today, the great Dolphin plan of first pick in the draft...
What are they, fourth now?
Five.
Oh, God. Bengals reign supreme.
Yep.
0-8.
You think that... this is the truth. Back when Haney and I were growing up, the scare that trick-or-treaters had was that there were razor blades and apples. That was an urban myth. There were no razor blades ever found in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s.
But it was one of those things that spread like wildfire, yes. Just like Rod Stewart.
Yep, yes. Yep, had to pump his stomach.
Now, nobody could ever tell you exactly where it happened, but everybody knew that it did.
Razor blades and apples. But it was never founded to be true. Oh, but it's true now. A guy in Connecticut is facing charges for allegedly putting razor blades in the Halloween candy he handed out. Luckily, no one got hurt. He claims it was just an accident.
I'm really shocked. I can't believe it.
I said, oh my God, little children.
Thank goodness no children were hurt. Thank goodness the parents were out there with the children and monitoring.
I just can't see him doing it. I live with him now 5-6 years. I've never seen one bad thing ever come from him.
And I hope this never happens to any other child.
For some reason, I just don't see him doing that on purpose.
And it
Can
was.
Can we interview that last witness again?
Yeah, guy.
See if he has any thoughts as to whether he did it.
And I saw the pictures. It wasn't, you know, like a Bic razor, and it was razor blades. Mm. Kind we used to splice tape with.
Oh. You mean like my lucky razor?
Yes, just like that. What is this? What is this? Anybody want to guess what this sound is? That is the sound of a that is the squeal and the bark of a spotted deer. A nice little Bambi.
There was a lot going on there.
There was a lot going on there. You had a squeal and a bark. This is pretty amazing. Yeah, there's a spotted deer, Haney. That's the noise they make.
That's terrifying.
Yep. If, since maybe the turn of the last century, from the 1800s into the 1900s, this was in the early 1900s, and you went to visit Niagara Falls, you saw sitting there just before the falls a giant ship. I guess they call it an iron scow.
Yep.
Been
there.
S-C-O-W.
Been in the same spot.
Since 1918.
Yep.
It shifted for the first time in the last 100 years. It moved 150 feet downstream on Halloween,
and now
getting closer to the falls.
And now they don't know, because it moved, which nobody expected. Does that mean it's going to stay where it is for another 100 years, or is it going to move tomorrow?
Nobody knows.
It appears to have sort of flipped on its side and spun around. It's not in the exact same spot it was yesterday. We think it's about 50 meters downriver from its original location. And what we think has happened now is it's turned and twisted in the very heavy current and flow of the river and is stuck where it is now. And it could be stuck there for days, or it could be stuck there for years. It's anyone's guess.
Mm. Here it is. That's when it was up, right?
Superior, they said, never gives up their dead by a lake that they call Gitchigumi.
This, if you're a parent and you're trying to teach your child right from wrong, see, when a child's very small, say nursery school, they want something. They don't know that there's repercussions by taking something that belongs to somebody else. We hope it's taught to them.
Yeah, when you're a baby and you have some sort of urge, it always seems like a good idea to just go for it.
Correct. Listen to this, and you got to listen carefully, because the girl, the little girl, talking to her dad, kind of gets caught, and the dad tries to teach her a lesson of what the right thing to do is. Dad is quizzing his two-year-old daughter, too, about how she came home with a jacket that wasn't hers. She tells him,
you know, the same thing happens in nursing homes.
Yeah. She tells him in this little clip that she got it at the jacket store, and that
She's learned to lie on her own.
That it cost five monies. In reality, she took it from a girl at the daycare. Take a listen to this. This is adorable and lesson learned.
Or are we listening to Dave's current level?
Maybe. Yes. Yep. Same thing.
It could cost five monies, dude.
Yep. Take a listen to this adorable little kid.
Where did you buy it from?
From the thrift store.
And how much did you pay for it?
Five.
Five what?
Five money.
Five monies?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the name of the store?
That's it.
Jacket store. And what brand is it?
Nike.
Nike? Okay.
And also it's white.
Okay, does anyone in your class wear the same one?
Yeah.
Who?
Connor.
Connor wears the same one?
Yeah.
He wears a pink one? Okay, Baba, I think we have to return this jacket because I don't think it's for us. I don't think it's for you. I've never... Mama didn't buy it for you. I didn't buy it for you. Mm. Yeah, Baba, it's okay.
Why didn't they keep recording?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they did. That's all they afforded me. Because the kid would start whimpering.
It doesn't end it. Mm. That's just the beginning.
No. You got people that are all ready to go and slam anything that's on social media. You got people, what do they call them? Getting woke.
Oh.
Leave it, you know what? Leave it to President Obama to tell these people to stop it.
There is this sense sometimes of the way of me making change is to be as judgmental as possible about other people. And that's enough. Like if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right or used the wrong verb, then I can sit back and feel pretty good about myself. Because, man, you see how woke I was? I called you out. That's not activism. That's not bringing about change. If all you're doing is casting stones, you're probably not going to get that far. That's easy to do.
Hmm. Yeah, but you know what? He's not representative of the current party.
No, he's not. He's not. They look at him as being too far to the middle. President Obama's beliefs was a good starting point. Now let's take it.
That's which is shame. The way it's always been.
Yeah. Are you familiar with the guy in the Allstate commercials where he's, you know, I'm a thief, I'm, you know, I'm a fire hydrant and you just hit me with your car? The guy that always gets messed up in the Allstate commercials?
No.
Yeah, you are.
I'm familiar with President Palmer.
No. Oh, well, he does them too. But this is the guy.
He sits in a chair in the middle of the street.
Yes. Well, this guy does too. Show him one of the there he is.
Oh, yeah, I know that dude.
Yeah, and he's any inanimate object. He's somebody keying your car. He's anything, but you're covered from mayhem like him.
Mm-hmm.
He, I guess, was on 30 Rock, and he and Tina Fey had a little...
He plays a great jerk.
Yeah. If you're a fan of 30 Rock, Tina Fey had an on-again, off-again relationship with a bad boyfriend who would call her dummy. That's that guy.
Yeah, he plays a very good jerk.
Since then, that actor has been seen in those chaotic mayhem commercials for Allstate. In a new one that Allstate just did about good driving, Tina Fey's the driver, and he's licking her face because he's the dog and distracting her. She makes reference to the old nickname in the commercial.
I'm your 70-pound St. Bernard puppy, and my lack of impulse control is about to become your problem.
No, come on. I saw you eating poop earlier.
My focus is on the road, and that's saving me cash with DriveWise. Who's the dummy now?
Forget Allstate, where good drivers save 40% for avoiding mayhem, like me.
Sorry! He's a baby!
Reuniting.
Yeah, that's great chemistry.
It sure is. When we come back, I'll have something from the local beat, Stan's local beat.
What do I have for Stan's local beat? I can't even remember.
No, it must not have been very important. Hold on. You wouldn't have forgot it. Huh?
Oh, yeah. Stan's local beat. APB out for a bad dude involved in a shooting. They're trying to find his car.
Did we find out what they're doing to the grabber?
No, Abel, he's... haven't seen a follow-up. His court date's been set. He was picked up.
Well, I want to see that handsy son of a bitch pay.
Yup.
Don't they have any interviews with his neighbors and family?
No, I didn't see any.
Come on, local news.
Do your job.
We never thought he'd be the type to go around. I always had my suspicions he might be a little handsy, but I didn't know it rose to this level.
We'll give you a chance to win in the 3 o'clock hour Wayback Machine later on today.
I wouldn't let him near my dog.
We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
This call is for Dave. Dave, this is Henry Bollinger. You keep on calling me at 6 o'clock in the morning, California time, asking me to be in the office, which I'm not. And whenever I call back, the number you give me, there's a voicemail. But I have emailed you on 3 separate occasions trying to play around with the letters that you left because it was never clear what you were saying. But I have emailed you in every possible configuration. So I don't understand why you're not getting it, but I've done all I can to get it to you. So in any event, if you want to call me, try me on my cell. But if you're calling me at 6 o'clock in the morning, I will not be answering. Bye.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
You know, and the thing is, I'm going to tell you something very quickly. Bonehead was outside. He's not on the air today, thank God. But we were telling him about
What is his name? Bonehead Egg Yolk Slap?
And he immediately started to blame, deflect, and then you had to explain to him, Dave, we've got the call.
It was a whistleblower, Dave, and they alerted us to the substance of the call, and then we were able to obtain a transcript of the call, and then an audio recording.
It was a beautiful call, okay?
Perfect.
Yep, perfect. there is something coming up on Wednesday that is important. It's important to... the community, to the Harry Chapin Food Bank. It's important to our buddy John Kuhn, who heads up the Harry Chapin Food Bank. K-Rock is presenting a comedy showcase to benefit the Harry Chapin Food Bank. It's going to happen on Wednesday at the Laugh-In Comedy Cafe on College Parkway. Now, here's the deal. You're going to have 3 comedians there, R.C. Smith, Nancy Francis, and Jojo Casillas. Matt Mangus is hosting.
Funny man.
Matt Mangus. For some reason, I got an email from John Kuhn today from the Harry Chapin Food Bank. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm happy that Matt Mangus is doing it. I wish I could have gotten Rob. But he's
Rob's booked. Unavailable.
He's unavailable. And the fact of the matter is, because... Rob is a stand-up comedian, and he goes all over the state doing that. And John Kuhn with the Harry Chapin Food Bank would have liked that, but they have to settle for funny man Matt Mangus.
Well, he's been around the block a few times.
Yep.
I mean, he is an acolyte of Fast Eddie Coyle.
That's 100% of ticket proceeds. That means every penny is going to benefit the Harry Chapin Food Bank. And if anybody has lived in this town long enough, knows that it is so important, especially as we're getting to the holidays, that Harry Chapin Food Bank has to be stocked with food, non-perishable food items, your dry goods, your canned goods, because there are a lot of people that are going to go hungry if you don't. And that's why we're teaming up with them to do this show.
We are all, if not one, a couple of paychecks away from disaster.
Yep. It's the truth. Yeah,
that's funny, Rob.
What are you laughing about? It's true.
I'm one paycheck till I'm not in disaster.
Oh, so you're getting out of disaster.
Yeah, I'm in disaster right now.
That's true. You know what? I'm going to tell you. By the way, if you want tickets, go to 96krock.com. You can get all the ticket information.
If you wanted, you could buy yourself a can of peaches.
Now.
Now.
So that's not disaster.
Not yet, but I've been there.
But you think about it, couple of paychecks, you can't get yourself a can of peaches.
No, it's scary. And really, people do live paycheck to paycheck, especially in this area. So all it takes is losing one.
Before Rob started working here, you see it parked out back. He was living in a van down by the river. He literally had the...
But see, that's my goal.
That's true. Poor Rob. I mean, he was coming in, and he would have to just hook up to the radio station's power just to have a cool night's sleep. Your goal is to live in a van down by the river.
Yeah, I guess.
Because you could get peace. They'd find you down by the river.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, the Dolphins and the Jets. One is meant to be that bad. The other one isn't supposed to be that bad, but they're in the same situation. Yeah. But the Dolphins can go, hey, we meant to do that.
In a van.
Down by the river. That's really, I was talking to one of my oldest friends last night.
Yeah, and you want to live in a van down by the river.
No, I'm trying to.
Rob, now that he's getting out of Hawk, can sell you that van at a good price, and we can take you over by the Caloosahatchee, park you underneath there.
No, I don't want to be on the Caloosahatchee.
Where do you want to be then?
Dangerous.
Down by the... Yes! Living in a van by any place is dangerous. It's dangerous if you lived here.
Is it?
Yes!
Well, now that they built that Walmart, yeah. Because yes. I know what goes on
there.
You
don't know
now.
Who's come walking around here.
For crying out loud. I just want to be able to make enough to be left alone, be able to eat, afford books.
Have Dave bring you the food.
Yep.
He'd be your driver.
Yep.
But what's the temperature in here?
It reads your preferred test temperature.
69?
Yep.
Because it feels warmer in here.
We need to bump that down because Rob and the sports station, everybody's going to start complaining and coming in wearing North Face.
Yep. Because they're chilly.
I want to ask Rob something.
Sure.
Yes.
Because we talk about this stand-up comedy thing of yours a lot. Yet, you are working like a dog in radio. What is the goal here? Just are you just throwing it all up against the wall, hoping something hits?
I think radio is the goal.
That's
comedy
your first
is
love?
The mistress. Yeah, comedy is. I can go do it sometimes, but when you're here 6 to 10 p.m. every night, you can't go out.
So is that would be more or less a hobby for you?
Yeah, something that's for like this weekend. I went to Off the Hook Saturday and Sunday and hung out and did comedy with the headliner because he's a buddy of mine, and just hung out and had they feed you, they give you free drinks, they pay you a little bit.
All right. Yes, so that's what we call FU money.
That's beer money.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of effort for somebody that, was working 18-hour days.
Yeah.
But Saturdays are fun. Fridays.
Well, although, you go back not that far, and that's why I'm a wreck now. Because you go back to the old days, and there's Haney doing the show, doing a TV show, doing hockey games, gigging with the band.
Well, I'm not kidding you. You want to talk about getting burned out.
And I am toast.
We'd go Monday through Friday when we were doing mornings. We'd go Monday through Friday, and then we would have a remote on Friday night, another one Saturday morning, one Saturday night, and then one Sunday afternoon. And then go right back to go to work. He was doing hockey. It literally French fried our brain.
Yeah, the worst I ever had it. I produced mornings and co-hosted mornings 6 to 10 a.m. You'd be there till 11:30, 12. And then I'd go back and do nights 6 to 10 p.m.
We tried. Remember when we did mornings and afternoons for a stretch?
Oh, God. Oh, how did you do that?
That was insane.
How long did you do that for?
A couple of weeks.
Yeah, we probably did it for 2 or 3 weeks until they found an afternoon guy.
Yep.
Because they didn't have one. Somebody quit, and it was like, can you guys want to do that? You always say you got a bunch of material, you want to do afternoons too? It was pretty neat, the first two shows, And by the time the first week was over with, it was like, I don't need to do this anymore. Well, we haven't hired anybody yet. You got to go at least two more weeks doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It was walking zombie. I would be driving. This is scary. I would be driving home on I-75, heading north, going back up 75 north. And I would forget what exit I was supposed to take. And I'd be snapping out of it, getting that white line fever, and realize I passed my exit two exits ago. That's bad.
I think when it occurred to me that I am, like, permanently tired was, I think I was opening for Lynyrd Skynyrd with the band at the arena, and as I'm up there playing, you know, you should be having happy thoughts going through your head. I'm thinking, I'm going to be in this building doing a hockey game tomorrow night.
Yep.
And I think it that was a thought that caused it to break.
Yep. Local beat. Stan's local beat, everybody. This is something it's a local APB. Now, we've said...
And we've been very successful, although we get no credit.
Nope.
Don't look to them to give us credit.
Here's the deal.
And you see all those lights?
I've said it before.
Look, they're winking out, Stan.
Southwest Florida and over there by Fort Pierce, West Palm, Port St. Lucie, that area. Two of the most violent, uncalled for areas in Florida. And this is another example. This is horrible, and they need your help. The police do. Dateline Fort Myers. And thank God somebody had their home security cameras. Home security cameras caught the sound of a gun going off Saturday evening in a Fort Myers neighborhood. This is from NBC2. Those shots echoed down the street from where 23-year-old Keon Upshaw was shot in front of his home on Gardenia Avenue. Upshaw was rushed to Lee Memorial Hospital, but was pronounced dead at the hospital.
Hmm.
Here's where they need your help. Minutes before the shots go off, in the footage, you can see a silver SUV drive by. Fort Myers police confirmed they are looking for a silver Nissan SUV they believe the gunshots came from. According to the Fort Myers Police Department, we believe that is our perpetrator's vehicle. They put out a message, the Fort Myers Police did, on Facebook that said they are still looking for the SUV as of last night. The post added the car was last seen driving east on Michigan Avenue through Veronica Shoemaker Boulevard. That's a beautiful road by there if you haven't...
And you know, when you feel beautiful.
You are beautiful. And people in that vehicle should be considered armed and dangerous. They say it is a Nissan Kicks crossover and posted an actual photo of it along with a more clear picture of that make and model. Police wouldn't say if there's any other information about the shooter. The victim's neighbors say they're feeling uneasy. Many unanswered questions about what happened. Anyone with information on the shooting or the SUV is to urged to call Crime Stoppers 1-800-780-TIPS.
No, the world is insane. You know, the level of violence that can escalate so quickly. There's a defensive back for the Cleveland Browns. I forget his name. It doesn't matter. He was cut immediately. But people were criticizing his play in his game against the Denver Broncos.
Right.
And first of all, if you are in anything competitive, getting in Twitter wars with people you don't even know is stupid.
Yep.
But his response, A, he didn't tackle well because he had a broken hand. That's what they don't tell you, okay? That's how he earns his money, his livelihood. So you better back off, bitch.
Yeah.
So it started as just calling somebody a bitch, and
It escalates.
And devolved into him describing that they vaulted so far over the line, not his words, I'm just explaining where it went. But that, bitch, this about blood now, F football, I'm coming for you. And then I guess the guy did not quite understand what he meant by that, so he spelled it out in the next tweet, I am going to kill you.
There you go.
Now, I'd like to think he wouldn't have actually done that, but who knows? Maybe Saturday was started with a tweet. Who knows?
Haney and I...
You call somebody a bitch ass,
yep,
they might shoot you.
Haney and I know firsthand, not all NFL players are nice guys, and you provoke them...
Well, there was one. He was a very nice guy to
us. Nice guy, but...
And very, very nice and well-mannered.
Yeah, but he didn't have a lot of money on him.
But you know what?
What?
I don't have that much of a problem with him, because, say what you will, he was not dishonest.
No, he told you exactly what was going on. He'd get his paycheck and send it back out to L.A. for his gang. He'd send it right out.
And
he'd take enough to live on and then send it to the gang.
He did not last long with the Dolphins. I want to say he came from Oakland or Green Bay, and he made his bones as a kick returner. I think also played wide receiver, but returning kicks was his thing. And we're at the Hooters after the game, and we were hanging out with a couple of players that we knew that we'd hung out with before. And they introduced us to him, and he'd had a huge game, had a really big return. And so we're all kind of sitting around the booth at Hooters and just shooting the breeze. And we ended up picking up some rounds. Which, you know, who cares? Although anybody that plays for the Dolphins at the NFL minimum makes about 10 times what we do.
But we were buying a few.
You got,
for everybody.
Why not?
Including NFL players.
Yep.
Who could easily have taken care of the whole thing.
But they're nice guys, and we've hung out with them before, but this guy had just come into town, and he had made a great play, so it's like, okay, why not? We'll get around. And I think there was some joking around that went on about that, about, Jesus, man, come on. I know what the minimum salary is. I know you guys make more than we do. And he's like, Yeah, but I don't have anything on me.
It's the truth.
You know, well, why is that? Oh, man, I don't even see my check. It goes right back to my gang in Los Angeles.
Yep.
Because you know what? NFL is not for long. Gangs for life.
Yep. We'll be back. Give you a chance to win here in a second. Stan
and
Haney.
I hope it served him well.
I hope so. You should do a check on him. We know his name. I'm not going to say it on the air.
Oh, yeah.
But you see where he is now. Doing well with a family and kids or prison. Stan and Haney, 96 KRM.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 KRM.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday. About 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at what was on the Billboard charts for this very week. I think today, for this very day in a particular year, we're going to look at the bottom of American Top 40, those songs that were just charting. There's that goes again. Jeez.
How did that go again?
I don't know.
Gremlins.
Yeah, we're going to give you a chance to win, though, right now. Let me put the phones on lockdown. Let me get my prize list. We're going to give you a chance to win. We've done this game before. and we're going to give everybody a chance to get their own question. I have a bunch of quick survey questions. I'm going to pose your own question to you. If you get the number one answer, you're going to get a prize. Now, you have a second chance. If you give me an answer that's on the board, but not the number one answer, you'll get a second chance. Doesn't even show up, we're going to go to a next caller and a new question.
So this is Stan's second chance.
Stan's number one second chance.
It sounds like a Japanese show.
Yeah.
Stan, number one second chance.
So here's how it goes. I'm going to give you a survey. Top answers on the board. You tell me the number one answer, you're a winner.
And it's called?
Stan's number one second chance. If the answer you give me is not the number one answer, but it is on the board, I'll give you another shot at it. If you don't have anything on the board, we're going to the next caller. Rob, do I have my bells and buzzers right? There we go. Oh, thank you. Let me tell you the prizes. Matt Mangus just came down the hallway to tell me. We have a pair of tickets left to go see the Black Keys Wednesday at the BB&T Center. Last pair of tickets in the building to go see the Black Keys. Got tickets to see Five Finger Death Punch at Hertz Arena on the 16th. Your choice of an upcoming Everblades game, you pick the game you want to go to. And we also have a pair of tickets. We were just telling you about it to help the Harry Chapin Food Bank. The Comedy Showcase fundraiser at Laugh-In Comedy Cafe this Wednesday. All the proceeds, by the way, to that go into the Harry Chapin Food Bank. We got barbecue saw as well. Those are the prizes. Winner's choice. You cannot have won anything in the last 60 days here at K-Rock. I'm going to release the phones. You're each going to get your own survey question while they last. Black Keys, Five Finger Death Punch, the Comedy Showcase, Everblades, barbecue saw. You just got to get the right answer. If it's not number one, you'll get a second chance. Ahoy, who's this?
Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good.
You ready to win?
Yes.
All right. I need the number one answer to this question. Name something with teeth.
Your mouth?
Meaning me as a human being?
Yes.
All right. A human. It's on the board, not number one.
Oh.
Because you were worried. Did she mean you specifically, in Stan?
Yeah, Stan. I'm a human. That was number two on the board, actually.
As you have often reminded people as you're being berated.
Yes. I bleed red, too. You're going to get another shot at this. Name something with teeth.
An animal.
More specific.
A dog.
Number one answer. There you go.
Yay.
Dog. What would you like?
A Five Finger Death Punch.
Done. Hold on.
I like her voice.
Yeah. Got a nice voice. Name something with teeth. Dog, human, shark, alligator, or croc. Comb. On the...
What? That's dumb.
I'm just going with what's on the board. What's on the board? Let's try another one here. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Janice.
You know, when we give away these, a lot of women call on it. Janice, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, sweetheart. You ready for yours?
Yes.
All right. In order to win, you got to have the number one answer. If you have something on the board, I'll give you a second chance.
Okay.
Here we go. Name something that might ruin a romantic dinner. Name something that might ruin a romantic dinner.
Bad food?
That was number two on the board, bad or burnt food. That is not the number one answer. You'll get a second chance right now.
Okay, rain?
Rain? No, sorry. Question was asked, name something that might ruin a romantic dinner. Number one answer, an ex. That's what was there.
Really?
Followed by bad food, getting sick, a baby or a child, bad service.
Have you ever had that happen?
Bugging the food, getting the bill. Have what happen?
Where you're out to dinner with somebody and, oh my God, that's my ex.
Yep. I want to tell you a very quick story.
It didn't bother me in the least, but she was very upset.
This was back when we were living in Melbourne, and I was dating my ex-wife at the time, and we were at a restaurant, and who is sitting over at the next table? But an ex of mine and her boyfriend. I saw her. My ex-wife, who I was dating at the time, did not know that I knew who that was. So I just kept quiet about it. But I knew, and the ex-girlfriend who was with her boyfriend
was
knew.
Was this the only other ex at that time that I can think of?
No.
The cruel one?
No.
Oh, this was a different one.
Yeah, I'll tell you, but you'll know who it is afterwards. So I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm going, she knows that I'm sitting over here, and she's...
So you made eye contact at some point.
Oh, yeah, we made eye contact. And so we're sitting there eating, and she and her boyfriend get up to go outside. Now, she's very self-conscious of this. They go and pay their bill at the counter, and they walk outside to their car. I happen to be in a booth with the big window on the side so I could see the parking lot, and the two of them going off to his car. They didn't leave the parking lot too soon because he gets in the car with her. They got a dead battery. Hood goes up.
Oh. So you were projecting Stan Luck at
them. Oh, I was just like shooting beams. And so as I'm sitting there enjoying my meal, I'm looking out the window at her and her boyfriend waiting for the record. I'm going, uh-huh. If you were with me, my car would start. Let's continue. Sorry, I digress.
That's back before life beat you down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I still have.
You wouldn't say that now.
No, I still
You wouldn't say, if you were with me, my car would start. You know better.
Yeah.
But back then.
Yeah. I still had some spunk. I'll tell you about it. I'll be more specific with you outside.
Well, that's back when you were still a prize fighter, long before you ended up like you are today as casino greeter.
Yep, casino greeter. Can barely put a sentence together.
Hey, champ.
Yep, and they all call me champ. okay, let's go to the next one here.
I'm telling you, sometimes a rope-a-dope doesn't work.
No, it don't. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brad.
I'm gonna put the brakes on this right now. I got to talk to you. I don't know if I want to. Hold on. You just hold on. I don't know if I want to play the game with you today.
Why?
Because remember on Friday, we got word from Matt Mangus.
Because he wrote all those songs about Matt Mangus.
That he showed up down at South
Street.
He wrote
Pour Some Mangus on me.
Well. Brad, I know it's not the first time it's happened with a personality here at the radio station, but Mr. Mangus would like you to leave him alone. Okay? That you imbibed way too much.
You know, why do you focus on the negative? How did that song go, Brad?
He couldn't recite it if he had to right now.
Sure he could.
Unless he's drunk right now. You couldn't put two words together, I was told on Friday. Slurring, he couldn't even understand.
He knows the words to Pour Some Mangus on Me.
I came up with another one too, but
yeah, he did, and he was just about sick of you.
What's the new one?
I gotta remember it.
You were too drunk to remember it.
I was hammered.
Yeah, you were.
One thing, wow. He does not like to be called Matt Fungus.
I'll tell you one thing.
I warned you.
He does not like you around him. All right, you were causing a scene.
No kidding.
Yep. I'm sorry. Know. I'm not playing a game.
Well,
you're
telling him stuff he doesn't know. He doesn't realize that.
Mangus came up to me, and he was. I know when Matt Mangus is dead serious, and he's looking at me with no humor in his eyes at all. He said, "That scatter." He did show up Friday, and he stayed there and drank and drank and drank. And was screaming out songs off the top of his head, mm-hmm. and then got to the point where you couldn't even understand what he was saying.
Well,
maybe he should stay away from me.
Well, what's the problem? Did he not pay his tab?
I don't know. Maybe that too. Let me tell you something.
Because if he drank and drank and drank, he's just supporting the event.
I don't know if you could call that support. Sabotaging, maybe?
I don't know. If he paid his bar tab, I don't see what he did wrong.
We're going to get some facts on that one. 277-9600. Seriously, when I see Matt Mangus saying, he needs to stay away from me.
Yeah, it's rare that you hear that from Matt Mangus.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Justin.
Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hello, how are you, gentlemen?
Good. You ready for your question?
You betcha.
All right. I need the number one answer. If you don't give me the number one answer, but it's on the board, you'll get a second chance.
All right.
That's, you learn from Dave, don't you? name something that you buy that would suddenly bring you a lot of new friends. Name something that you would buy that would suddenly bring you a lot of new friends.
Well, since I'm channeling Dave, I'm going to have to go with drugs.
Drugs? No, matter of fact, not even on the board.
That's a dishonest survey.
Yep.
Go to Bellagio and watch the fountains and puff a fatty.
I know what the answer is.
All right, what is it?
Boat.
Not on the board.
That's stupid.
No, it's not.
Did you see... the big news from the Fort Lauderdale boat show, biggest boat show in the world.
Yeah, what about it? What was the big news?
I want it.
What is it?
They call it the Mansion Yacht.
Ooh.
And it would be perfect right here around the 10,000 Island.
Right. Maybe keep it on a trailer here next to the station.
No. The beauty of this.
Yeah.
Is in addition, I think it's like a 9,000 square foot residence.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
And what you don't see there is when you find yourself a prime spot, four support hydraulic pillars drop, elevate the boat above the waterline, and you've got a mansion sitting wherever you want it.
Seriously, I'd call Cito on you.
Cito wouldn't be able to move it.
Yeah, well, I'll bring the law with him. He'll move it.
No, I won't.
I don't want you that near my slip.
I wouldn't be anywhere near your slip.
Where would yours be?
Secluded.
Please.
What do you mean, please?
Just please.
You just shut up. You can't even let me dream.
Come on!
You and I both know it's never going to happen, yet you're calling Cito on my dreams. You're calling the law on my dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, I got
the thought police.
I got Cito coming, and I mean it.
Look at that. Yep. Look at this.
Yeah. Hi, who's this?
Look at that.
It's Brad.
No, Brad, what do you want?
Let's see if I can get somewhere on the top 10.
Go ahead.
Jeez, haven't you won something? You've won something in the last 2 months.
No, a long time.
You're okay. Fine.
You remember that new Mangus song yet?
Let's go.
Do you remember the new Mangus song?
No.
Of course not.
Did you pay your bar tab?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what was it? How much?
I can't remember.
Of course not, because you didn't pay it. Let's see.
I had four.
Well, you backed out.
Beers.
You want to play Hey! You want to play the game or not?
I went.
If you're going to keep talking, I don't want to talk to you. He'll be back.
If you're going to keep talking, I don't want to talk to you.
He's got to listen. He's got to listen to me. This guy operates with a .10 alcohol level.
Can you imagine what that would look like in transcribed form? Like a court transcript and your words coming back at you?
Yep.
Did you say this?
Yes, I did. And I know exactly what I meant by
you bastard.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. There goes the phones acting up. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Devin.
Devin, you ready?
Yes.
You're my last one for this. Last chance at it.
I'll give it a shot.
All right. Number one answer gets you a prize. Okay. Something on the board will get you a second chance.
Oh, okay.
Name something that comes through the window. Name something that comes in through the window.
Air.
Number one.
Oh, what about brick?
Well, when I was younger, my neighbors had that problem, but not me.
What would you like?
I don't know what you have.
I have tickets to go see the Black Keys on Wednesday. I have the Comedy Showcase fundraiser. That's also on Wednesday at Laugh-In'. I've got Everblades tickets. I've got Barbecue Saw.
I think I'll take Everblades tickets.
You got it. Game of your choice. Hold on. Name something that comes in through the window. He said air or a breeze, followed by a void.
Oh.
Sunlight, burglar, mosquito, fly, and a ball. There you go. Look, I saw him, Matt, with serious eyes. There was no smirk in. There was no twinkle in the... Said, this guy is trouble.
He's just misunderstood.
He's not misunderstood. He's not misunderstood. People get him really easily.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
But,
although I disagree with you.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to die on that hill.
I don't blame
you. So I'll let you have it.
Thank you. And just for that, I'll let you have your dream. You can,
so
you
I can tell Cito to turn around?
Yeah, tell him to turn around, and I'll call off the law.
Hold on a second. Let me talk to him. Because they came out here, they say there's still a charge. Will you pay for it?
I got it covered for you.
All right, thanks.
Yep. We'll be back.
Okay, no problem. They're on their way back.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock, living the dream.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Monday afternoon, we're about 30 minutes away from jumping into the Wayback Machine. In just seconds, we'll update you on traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Now, what did you want me to say?
Well, we were just talking about football and how the NFL is not what it used to be.
No, I can't watch the NFL anymore.
The fact that in college football, the matchup coming this week is so compelling and something you want to watch, LSU versus Alabama.
That is an appointment viewing. That is like, I know that game's coming up. I'm going to make it a point that I'm going to watch.
I think they're 1-2, the absolute best in college football going head-to-head. And meanwhile, yesterday, you had the Dolphins, who are tanking at this season to try to get the number one pick, inadvertently winning against the New York Jets. And oh, by the way, in the process of doing so, they lost the absolute one bright spot this season, undrafted receiver Preston Williams, who looks like a budding star, went out with a severe injury. Yeah. They won't say exactly what it is, but probably ACL, which it depends on the player's constitution. But for example, we had one player that went out with an ACL at this time last year. He's still not back. So you, I think, summed it up the best as to what happened yesterday. Why did the Dolphins win, Stan?
Because they made a mistake. What happened is, and we've been saying it since the beginning of the season, we think the fix is in. We want the Dolphins wanted to make sure they lost every game this year so they'd be guaranteed the first pick in the draft. That we knew before the season even started.
And by game one, it was painfully apparent.
And I think that the Dolphins, and of course they were playing the Jets this week. Who'd they play last week? They played...
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. So I think that the Dolphins management realizes, wait a second, they're watching us. Rumor is that we're going to try to go 0 for the year.
Well, and that was the other big thing is, oh, the Dolphins, they will forever embarrass themselves by having the only perfect team and the only winless team.
But starting around being talked, so I think it goes something like this, that they wanted to let the NFL know, oh, no, we're not tanking these games. And for the past couple of weeks, they've been throwing some points on the board in the first half. See? We're scoring.
And I think yesterday, the difference in the game is a 21-point second quarter.
Exactly. Now, 2 weeks ago against Pittsburgh, you had a good football team that, you put 21 points up there. Now we're going to go and crush you. And the Dolphins say, hey, we still put 21 points. Well, this past week...
We were competitive.
Yep. They put a couple of touchdowns. What was it? 21 to something at halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought, now we can go and lay back, and they'll come back and win, and we're competitive. Except the Jets were that bad that they couldn't come back.
Dolphins, I mean, they had a couple of points in the second half, but not much.
Yeah. Make it look good, and it backfired on them because they were playing a team just as horrible.
So you're saying what they did is they overestimated the Jets.
Yeah. Put some points up on the board in the first half, then we can go and get our ass beat. But Jets weren't that good. Let's get you
updated.
So
you're saying even though the Dolphins were trying to lose, the Jets sucked so bad they couldn't take advantage
Correct.
Of it.
Correct. I truly believe it. All right, we got a couple of things on the board. Three things to be exact. We'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Daniels Parkway and 6 Mile Cypress. Crash, Lehigh Acres, 8th Street Southwest, and Elva Avenue South. Not Alva, but Elva. And in...
like Elva has left the building?
Yes. And in Bonita Springs, Luke Street and Bonita Beach Road Southwest. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast anchored Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Caney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's going to tell you because he's got today's headlines right now.
Coming up. In less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
Okay.
People can only agree on one thing when
What's
it
that?
Comes to daylight savings time.
What?
We all hate switching the clocks.
Yes. There's some in my house that still haven't switched.
Well, you just got to do some mental gymnastics. Leave them alone. Yeah. It'll be that way again soon.
That's what you do.
Yep. A 14-year-old child's invention could eliminate blind spots in automobiles.
This was really amazing.
That's what you know. When you have a great mind like that, it doesn't matter if you're 14. You look at things in a different way.
Yep.
A man who pushed for caning as a punishment for adultery just got caned for adultery.
All right.
Boy, I wish I'd known this woman years ago. A woman is busted selling fake doctor's notes to kids skipping school.
That's a good profession.
Very lucrative.
Yeah.
You know, we enjoy an old movie called Falling Down.
Yeah, great movie.
Because over the course of a lifetime, you put up with so much nonsense, you never know when that day is going to come when you finally had enough. And you never know what that final thing is going to be that just lets loose the lava flow.
Yep, breaks the old camel's back.
A man in Wisconsin lost his mind at the Pizza Hut because they didn't put enough cheese on his pizza.
There you go.
And finally, man, if you can't trust your garbage man,
jeez,
who can you trust? A counterfeiter is caught after the garbage man spots fake bills in his trash.
Come on.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. We try to bring it to you each and every day with the 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Firehouse Subs, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Mark,
Stan,
everyone,
honey, I'm home.
Hi,
ladies.
As a native Floridian, I couldn't be happier that the President of the United States has chosen Florida as his home and legal residence.
Yep. Welcome, sir.
I'm very proud of my state. We have so much to offer.
Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
best things about living in Florida.
Best things about living in Florida.
Free Python rides for the kids. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
The hell?
Don't even have that CD in there, do you?
Nope, I sure don't. Because I wanted to play this.
Top best things about living in Florida.
Yes.
No matter what, you're never really the craziest person around.
That's a fact.
We once went 4 straight days without a hurricane.
Yep.
Look at this, y'all.
If you ask nicely, Philip Michael Thomas will give you an autograph when he drops you off at the Grand Slam Buffet.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah. He'll get to you next, sweetheart.
We have a lot of unique shops, like Bed, Bath, Salts, and Beyond.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. That's right.
You got a great chance to go viral with a gator in the pool video.
Yeah.
Much like living in a real-life episode of The Walking Dead.
Yep.
Jeez Louise, you're kidding me.
You guys are doing good. Aw,
thank you, sweetheart.
Come down later for moose soup.
Count us in.
And finally, the very top best thing about living in Florida.
Yes.
You can go to Disney World whenever you want.
Oi, yeah.
If you win the lottery.
Yep. Yeah.
And that, my friends, is the foreground.
Left the building.
Left the building.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Good news, everybody. Nothing from the Guardian today. I don't know where he is.
That's Jesus. Not good news.
I don't know. He might be doing something.
That is not good news.
You know, well, for some it is. For me and you, it could be a red flag.
Well, for you especially, because somehow his words become yours.
Yes! And I hope he understands this. But I get accosted in the street. Oh, your opinions about this, Stan, and that. I'm just reading the Guardian's letter. But it's coming out of my mouth.
By the way, how's Meg?
Oh, I have not heard from her today either.
What's going on?
I'm worried. sure she's all right. But again, I read that letter, and that's coming out of Stan's mouth.
That's why I wouldn't read them.
Yeah, I know. I want to read one email that we got. Now, you heard during the previous segment, Scatter calling up and, had a good time. And
went and patronized the establishment cheered on Matt Mangus.
He, over the weekend, made the huge mistake of emailing us. And what he says on the phone isn't what he says here.
And this is legible? You can actually make out words?
Yeah.
What?
I just wanted to say what... This is Scatter, not Stan. I just wanted to say what an honor it was to hang out with Matt Mangus and Joey last Friday. I think they were both shocked by my presence. All I can say is, just ask them all about it. Last time I got to hang out with Matt Mangus, there was not booze, but there was this time. I'm sure I don't think I will be welcomed back to that establishment again.
Good chance, yeah.
But I just won't shave for a few weeks and see if the place remembers the uproar of my presence. I can't remember what I was drinking, but it was the gayest, and he used the F word, it was the gayest drink they serve anywhere out of a can. Let's all get up and get down with Matt Mangus. Just like,
get up and get down with Matt Mangus. There's a liner right there.
Just like the song Sickness by Disturbed. Harry,
let's get up.
Were you greeted by booze?
First of all, I made him drink a hard seltzer, one of those sparkling seltzers.
White Claw?
White Claw, one of those girly drinks. Yes. I said, let's put a skirt on you and have you drink a White Claw.
This guy's a stretch of bad road, isn't he?
He's pretty scary, yeah, absolutely. I had to hire extra security just to keep an eye on the guy.
He's a
please.
Stretch of bad road.
Well, that's why I try not to get on his bad side. Nobody realizes that. Why do you think I'm always being nice to him?
Yeah. But he loves you guys. He's a big
were
fan.
Were you greeted with booze at South Street?
With booze as in drinking?
B-O-O.
Nobody boos me. No. Heck no.
What would you do if somebody did?
I'd slough it off. Who cares? Yeah, I've been around for 40 years on the radio. I don't care.
By the way, that was great visiting with Fast Eddie.
Yeah. Well, he'll be back. He'll be back.
He's a good guy.
He's an excellent guy, and he's a heck of a DJ, too.
And now he's heard of me.
I mean, you guys are almost like brothers, the way you greeted him in the hallway.
I just don't understand. He'd never heard of us. How is it possible that nobody in radio knows who we are?
Oh, people know who you are. You don't give yourself enough credit.
But they don't admit it.
Yeah, it's a competitive business.
So it's like Trump voters.
But it's possible that you flew under Eddie's radar because he was pretty much a top 40 guy most of the time.
Do you see the word? Yeah. Now, I'm not that word. It's not booze, but... Booze.
Yeah, booze. I think it's just a misspelling or perhaps a spell check. I don't
Maybe.
Know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm amazed he can
function on a keyboard.
He's bad news.
Yeah.
Stretch a bad road. last time I got to hang with
what
Matt Mangus,
like,
there
Matt?
Was not booze.
Yeah, that was at a charity event.
Oh, okay.
Good
so
reason
he must
for
have
that.
Been booze. Yeah.
What does the guy look like?
Oh, he
looks like Scatter. That's what he looks like. That's a perfect name for this guy.
If,
a little disheveled.
If he's under the influence. If you saw him sober, he'd probably walk right by him.
Salt of the earth.
You get him off his meds and drinking booze?
Well, I don't know the backstory like you guys do.
I don't know any backstory. I just know by looking at him. Nut. But then again, I'm on Haney's side. I'm going to try to stay on his good side.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not running first impressions court here.
More I start
now, remember,
thinking about it.
I'm the guy out there on the front lines. Yeah. You guys are here in
you
the
know
studio.
What?
I'm out there doing all the hard, heavy
stay
lifting.
Stay on his good side. Tell him you like his songs.
Oh, I love his songs. Did are you kidding? I encouraged his songs.
Did he sing Pour Some Mangus on Me for you?
He didn't. I think he was a little inhibited to do that. But I guess there's now three songs. He's got an EP now.
So wait a second. This guy starts slamming alcohol and gets inhibited.
Yeah, well, I think he was a little.
So he gets inhibited when he drinks.
Yeah, he looked.
Most
a little...
people when they drink, they loosen up.
Well, he was chatty, but I don't think he was ready
because
to bust
he's off
out
his
in
medication.
Song. That's, you know, I don't think he was
medication,
ready to perform.
Yes, he's heard that before.
For. That's why we're
yep.
here.
Medication time. Medication time. I got into such trouble.
Understand?
I got into such trouble because I was working at a mental health facility. Mm-hmm. Back in the early 90s.
Don't sell yourself short. You were trying to stop masturbation.
That was one guy. I felt bad for him, too. But I had to do the overnight shift. That's a 12-hour shift. And at 7 o'clock, they all had to get their medication.
Yep, do the old Thorazine shuffle up there.
And so the nurse would get all their little pills ready in their little thing.
A little cup.
And I would be on the microphone over there to wake them up. And I remember One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got on the PA system. Medication time. Medication time.
And you're doing this in an actual medical facility.
Did you play some nice soft music for them,
and
too?
And I was doing it. Yeah. Oh, they always started with music.
Yeah.
And there was music playing over, and I got into, yeah, and I was doing it at an actual mental health. Medication time. We'll be back.
It's time.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock, Wayback Machine next.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Monday afternoon, about 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to go into the Wayback Machine here in just a second. We're going to take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this very day in a particular year. We're going to start at the bottom of American Top 40. The bottom five. For this year. By the way, before I get you updated on traffic, Absolute Law text line, tell Haney that the young man he was talking about was Preston Williams, and he indeed has a torn ACL.
That's a shame. Budding superstar. Kid was undrafted, has the potential to be a number one NFL receiver.
Unfortunate. And yeah,
that it's like the one bright spot in this season is finding that kid,
and he's out. Let's get you updated on traffic. Last update we have on the board was from about 40 minutes ago, and it was that crash in Fort Myers, Daniels Parkway, and 6 Mile Cypress. Other than that, I have nothing else on the board. We do it every Monday. Music has changed so much since we were kids, and we're going to prove it to you. And I think that the old way was the better way. If it was a hit, whether it was country, rock and roll, easy, if it sold records.
Rock, country, blues, funky, it didn't matter.
It was on the charts. Let's find out where we're going today. As we take a look at the bottom five of American Top 40 for this very day.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1972.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you danced to it not so long ago.
Yeah.
Now let's live it up.
Live it up. Mott the Hoople, when AM radio was king.
But then he rapped all night about his suicide. I'd kick it in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't want to stay alive when you're 25. And when he's stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh,
television man.
I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh, brother, again, I'm a good man.
stones. We never got it off on that revolution stove. What a drag.
Yeah.
Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cap to bed. Oh, is there concrete all around? Or is it in my head? Yeah, I'm a goondad.
Oh, the young dude.
Hey, goose.
Carry the news.
Oh, yeah.
Boogaloo doo.
Step up.
Carry the news. Oh, the young dude.
I want to hear ya.
Carry the news.
I want to see.
Number 40 in 1972, this very day, Mott the Football. Here's AM Gold. Albert Hammond singing a lie of a song. Just ask Dave. It rains a lot in Southern California.
It rains everywhere.
Oh, man, it pours.
Yep, even in the desert.
Got on board.
We got soaked in the desert.
Yes, true.
47 Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true. Sure and true. Seems it
green apples and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime.
Yes, a bit similar.
Rainy days and Mondays.
Yeah, always get me down.
I'll get it, Stan. AM Gold right there.
Damn right it is.
Tell the folks back home I nearly made it.
Nearly.
At offers but don't know which one to take. Please don't tell them how you found me.
Don't worry, I won't.
Don't tell them how you found me. Give me a break.
You've got one coming from me.
Give me a break. Seems it never rains.
And you know, Stan,
California.
The next song on the
seems
countdown,
I've
yeah,
seems to be the one song that everyone can agree on. I could be wrong, but at least during its era, everybody covered this song.
Yep. And this one made the charts this day in 1972. It's Joe Cocker and Midnight Rider.
Greg Allman wrote it. Everybody recorded it.
And the line is joint long.
Everybody loved this song.
It's a great song.
For my baby, she's still waiting. But I ain't gonna let them catch me, no. I ain't gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
On this recording.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Spare no expense.
None. A lot of stuff happening. Ooh, it's brassy.
And ironically, we go from a song famed for its true-to-life lyrics to the exact opposite.
Song that doesn't mean anything.
I defy you to tell me what this song is about.
Coming in at number 37, America.
It sounds pleasant.
Yeah.
But what are they saying? What does it mean? Didn't they admit it?
Yeah, they wrote just because it sounded nice. No words meaning anything.
Chewing on a piece of grass.
Okay.
Walking down the road. How long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow.
What?
These are all individual lines that rhyme.
That rhyme. That's how they made their songs. That's how America wrote.
But they don't connect.
Means nothing.
Venture Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, nights are stronger than
what?
I don't know.
You're gonna go.
know.
Oh, 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 you're going to go. I
sounds
know.
Beautiful, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because the free wind is blowing.
They wrote with
day,
words that just rhyme.
Like
and put beautiful
there.
Music around it.
Season's crying, no despair. Alligator lizards in the
alligator
air.
Alligator lizards in the
yeah,
air?
Yeah. Means nothing.
What?
Sounds nice.
Oh, you're better than that. God, David. Alligator lizards?
Yeah, yeah. Sounds great.
There's not a falling star waiting for the early train.
What?
So, I don't know.
Sorry, boy, but I've been hit by a purple rain.
What?
Aw, oh, come on, Joe. You can always change your name.
Huh?
Thanks a lot, son. Just the same.
What?
Sounds nice.
Just don't think about it.
Yeah. Just enjoy it.
In the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine.
Don't think about it.
Nope. Just enjoy.
Yeah.
You're gonna go.
You're gonna go.
I know.
Oh, oh, da 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 da.
Because a free wind is blowing through
okay.
your hair, and the days surround your daylight there. Seasons crying, no
okay.
despair. Alligator lizards in
what?
The air.
What? Oh, you lost me now. Alligator lizard in the air, like a
know.
Pterodactyl.
But doesn't this sound good? That's how you make a hit record.
Alligator lizard.
None of it makes any sense. None of it.
That's all I can think of, like a pterodactyl of some type.
Last song we're going to take a look at is number 36.
He wouldn't have seen a pterodactyl.
No, he just made them up. They'd sit around and what rhymes? Here's Grand Funk Railroad.
They make sense.
Yep. Rock and roll soul.
Boy, they were kings for a while.
Yeah, they were.
See, I'm right there with them. I get
yeah.
it. Having a party.
Mark Farner,
yep.
who is right here in this studio,
yep.
performed for us.
No guesswork with them.
None.
No alligator lizards in the air there. Alligator lizards in the air. Did they think no one would notice?
They didn't care.
Yeah, because back then, if anybody did ask,
yeah.
most people wouldn't ask. They'd just assume, oh, drugs.
Yep, but it wasn't. That's the way they wrote their... That's not the only America song that makes no sense.
Oh, none of them do.
None of them do.
They're just rhyming sentences.
Yep. And beautiful music surrounding it.
Yep.
And harmonies.
Yep.
This is what amazes me. These songs that we've just played were on the pop charts.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Funk Railroad on the pop charts. Joe Cocker singing a Greg Allman song on the pop charts. Mott the Hoople number one song in the land this very day in 1972 was I Can See Clearly Now by Johnny Nash. We're going to take a...
Oh, headphones.
Oh, yeah, they're panning it. Mark Haney and the News is up next. This is the Stan and Haney program.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group, and we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon, Monday afternoon. Yeah, sun's going down now. 6 o'clock, it'll be Rob's show taking you through your evening. Mark Haney in the News coming up here in just a second. From the Absolute Law text line, Haney, more dolphin news. This just in, the guy that told you about Preston Williams. This just in, more bad news for the Dolphins, or should I say the Miami Mullets. their running back, Mark Walton, just got suspended for 4 games for conduct and substance abuse policy.
Well, that's no problem. We got Kenyon Drake. Oh.
Nope.
Traded him to Arizona last week.
Yeah, so Mark Walton out for 4 games.
Yeah.
Violations. They got this in their backpack. This was their insurance policy. If we started going down in draft picks, we're at number 5 now. Let's lose a couple of players so we can, you know, better our chances. This was their insurance policy.
Let me say this. This has been going on for 20 plus years.
It has been.
If they do this to us, and people for the most part are saying, okay, we'll write off a season. But if they put Dolphin fans through that and don't end up with their guy, they're in deep trouble.
Well, here's what I think. They're going to get their guy, and he's going to underperform, and then they're going to trade him, and he'll be a superstar. That's what I think. You nailed it. It's been 20 years of being a laughingstock.
And they go, because what they did to Shula was totally Bush League. Oh, but we got Jimmy. Jimmy won a couple of games with Shula's guys.
Yeah.
And as Shula's guys retired and went out of the league,
yep.
Did you notice they just kind of went downhill from there?
Then came Dave Wannstedt in his nightmare.
Well, at least he had a plan.
Yeah.
Run Ricky Williams into the ground.
Yep. Till he couldn't run no more.
Yep. Until the man had a nervous breakdown.
Yep. Good times.
Yep.
Good times. Let's get you updated on traffic.
What are you doing to me? I ran for over 2,000 yards, man.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Nope. We need 2,500. Yep.
Run for me now.
Screw you. I'm going to roll up a big fatty and take a couple of years off.
Traffic brought to you by Anger Management Rage Room.
That's the last time they had a plan.
Yes.
Run Ricky Williams into the ground.
Anger Management Rage Room, Cypress Lake Drive, Fort Myers. More info to go smash up stuff. Go to amrageroom.com.
Who knows, we could pick high enough in the draft, we could end up with another Jake Long or another Ronnie Brown.
Yep. Crash, Bonita Springs. Bonita Drive and Old 41 Road. That's all that's on the board right now. You're up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30.
Meanwhile, yes. In an alternate universe...
You got to get over it, man.
Drew Brees and Nick Saban are on their fifth Super Bowl.
Yeah. Nick Saban. He was Dolphins head coach for a while. Mark Haney.
No, but He had to lie and say, nope, I'm not going to be the Alabama coach. But then he had to go take Mike Shula's job.
Yeah. Mark Haney and the News.
Oh,
brought
Jesus.
To you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the Evening News and a special report on federal judges. Tonight, in trouble with the law.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, Rollvember 4th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Speaking of judges.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it many places. It seems to be mainly a local story, but I found it compelling. In Louisiana, they elect their local judges.
Yeah.
And they elected an African-American woman who had been with the prosecutor's office.
Okay.
Prosecutor's office endorsed her in the election.
Yeah.
But when she took the bench,
yeah,
she wouldn't convict anybody. And started saying things like, black people don't get a fair shake, not guilty. And so the prosecutor's office, we have an elected judge, and so all they're doing now is flooding the courts, the DA, with motions for her to recuse herself from any criminal trial.
Judge makes a statement like, look, if you have those feelings, here's the great thing about being a judge. You can say and do anything you want. You can go through everything that there is, whether you're elected or whether you have to be appointed. Once you're on that bench, you can go and do as you please. You're the judge now. But
like the Roger Stone trial.
But you go and verbalize opinions. Yes, they have, the prosecutors have every right once you go and voice your opinion about a broad spectrum of cases, you have to recuse yourself. You're biased.
And, you know, she may think that
and I look at her, she's very pretty.
And she may think that she's fighting for justice, but all she's doing is she's tearing the town apart.
Yeah, and she just hurt herself as a judge. You don't go and
because
if you want to go and judge it any way you want in the chambers, that's fine.
And I understand, you know, her thought process. But just like not everyone is guilty, not everyone is not guilty.
Correct.
That's why a judge is there.
Right.
You can't just give blanket immunity.
She's going to have to recuse herself from a lot of cases. Because she blurted it out.
And before that's through, there's going to be a riot.
Yep.
Time now for things you didn't know. There is only one president who gave up his American citizenship.
Yep. And we have talked about this, and how they haven't gone after him and torn down statues is beyond me. John Tyler, whose grandson is still alive.
John Tyler is the only president who gave up his American citizenship. He joined the Confederacy during the war.
Yep.
And died before the war was over, so it was never reinstated.
And he was elected to Congress in the Confederacy.
The CSA.
Yep. He had a seat in Congress. And there are statues up to him, and but you don't hear anything about it. And they'll get to him eventually, maybe in 20 years. But he, because of state's loyalty, he left and gave up his U.S. citizenship to join the Confederate States of America.
Well,
and his grandson's still alive.
And it's amazing that war is still controversial. And, you know, the issue of slavery makes it so. But there was so much more to it.
Yes.
Because there was also the point that was saying, hey, the way this Constitution is set up, we are sovereign states who have joined together in a union that's supposed to be beneficial to all.
Yep.
But we retain our sovereignty. And the war, for better or worse, changed all that.
Yep.
Because right now, how does it affect us? We all want to stay on daylight savings time. The Florida House, the Florida Senate approved it.
Yep.
The governor signed off on it.
Yep.
But we do not have enough power as a state to do that. We have to get congressional approval.
And there it sits.
If the state had power right now,
mm-hmm.
we would be on daylight savings time.
Correct.
You know, last week during this particular segment, we were explaining to you the telephone company Sprint, that it's an acronym. It
yes.
stands for something. A lot of times things that even on the surface seem to make sense aren't what they seem. Stan, why is the basketball team called the Houston Rockets? Why would they have that mascot?
Got Houston Mission Control.
Makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Yep.
Has nothing to do with it. The Houston Rockets started out as the San Diego Rockets in 1967. They called them the San Diego Rockets because at that time, San Diego had a lot of aerospace companies. When they relocated to Houston in 1971, they said, boy, what a happy accident.
Mm-hmm.
Mission Control. Makes sense. We'll keep it.
And that's true. They were the San Diego Rockets. Yep.
So now when you look at it and you think, oh, Houston Rockets, they've always been that. Makes perfect sense. Mission Control.
Here's,
nothing at all to do with it.
Here's one that doesn't make sense, and they're still around. The Utah Jazz.
Yeah, Utah's known for their jazz.
They were originally the New Orleans Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Maravich. And the team moved to Utah but kept the name Jazz. They
and
were the New Orleans Jazz.
And why does Utah need a basketball team?
I don't know.
Well, that was before they had the technology to make hockey work at lower latitudes.
You can take a break now if you want.
Well, yeah, I guess I've talked enough about daylight savings time. I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
I hate standard time.
I know you do.
I like the daylight savings
time. I know.
Time. And I've made my point over and over again. So, having said that, in a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
Hi, I'm Jason. You're in love and want to purchase a diamond. You have so many choices. You may be thinking, do I wait till I'm back in New York? Do I jump online and search the internet? Maybe I'll cruise over to the islands. Before buying a diamond, you owe it to yourself to give Todd and me an opportunity at the Diamond District.
Jason and I have the largest selection of GIA-certified diamonds in Southwest Florida. All are priced at or below the most competitive places in the world. We've partnered with De Beers in Canada and Africa. We've traveled to Israel, Antwerp, and India to select our diamonds. We want to offer you the best possible diamond buying experience.
Come see why more people choose the Diamond District than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, sometimes the reaction that we have towards kids is to tell them to shut up, or as good guy Joe Biden says, check my record, child. He did it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the kids come up with good ideas because You got to remember, they're raised in a totally different world than you, and they got a different, their brains wired different looking at problems.
And this is an amazing idea, and it works.
And I'm sure it seemed obvious to her because of the what she's used to growing up. 14-year-old Elena Gassler obviously is not even old enough to drive. She lives in West Grove, Pennsylvania. Yet she came up with an invention that eliminates the blind spot in a car. Simple enough. She placed a tiny camera on the passenger side of the car right next to the windshield and linked it to a projector installed inside the car that projects live video right onto the blind spot. Here's a video that shows it works. Works just fine. Works in real time. She recently entered it into an engineering contest called the Broadcom Masters, like a science fair for super smart kids, and she won the grand prize of $25,000.
She deserves it.
She deserves that and more. New now car companies are looking into placing her invention in cars and could be available relatively soon, given how simple the idea really is. Elena says she was just trying to figure out a way to prevent car crashes and shocked to actually win the competition because, as she says, it's really pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. Everybody needs money, Stan.
Everybody needs money. It ain't funny when you're short money.
Yep. Tired of paying out the nose with high interest rates? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was a commercial for a pawn shop in Orlando, and it only ran in the middle of the night. And the guy that owned the pawn shop, well, I mean, if you wanted a pawn shop owner of ill repute from Central Casting, he was it.
Yep.
And what he'd have is him with a very plain background, along with one prop, a giant nose that would shoot money through the nostrils, as he says, tired of paying out the nose.
Very, I remember it well.
And then they'd blow money right out of the giant nostrils.
Yep.
Ain't funny when you're short money. And then that nose would shoot money out of it.
Because what are you doing up watching TV at this hour? You must need some money.
Yep. Probably can't sleep, can you? Money problems?
Yep.
Look at this giant nose. That's the answer. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to go to sleep now. But first thing in the morning, I'm going to where that giant nose is and get some of that money.
Yep. Free money.
Remember, there was one where he actually had to reach up there and pull the money out of there.
I don't remember that.
I think it was one of the early ones, and they found that people didn't like that.
No.
Tired of paying out the... Well, Belinda Fondren is no different.
No.
Belinda is 52. She lives in Evans, Indiana. And she found herself with a budget shortfall.
It happens.
And she thought and thought and thought about how she could make that shortfall up. We know now how she did because she was just busted for selling high school students fake doctor's notes so they could skip school.
Genius.
Apparently, Belinda at one point in her life worked for a doctor and was forging the notes as if they came directly from him. And you know what? She wasn't gouging people. She was selling them for a perfectly reasonable $20 each and had apparently sold about 14 of them before the school finally said, "Who the hell is this doctor?"
Yeah.
they noticed there was a huge spike in kids with this particular doctor.
A Dr. Bastardo.
So they called the doctor, a Dr. Bastardo, who said not only weren't these kids his patients, he'd never heard of a single one of them. They eventually traced the notes back to Belinda, and she was arrested for filing false public records.
Yep.
Depending on the judge's mood, she could get up to 5 years in prison. See, that's one that you go in front of that Louisiana judge that will find no one guilty.
Yeah. That does look like Nurse Kunstler, too.
Yep.
Look at that picture. Nancy Kunstler.
Boy, Mike, she's got a chin like Dudley Do-Right.
Yep. That tickled Rob. Dudley,
you know, I noticed that.
Huh? What?
I noticed that occasionally he'll get tickled by, and it's usually something very odd.
Yeah. Well, he's just like us. Not right. You know, odd sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to appreciate to be in this business.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill? Now, I should preface this story by saying, generally, your average person throw out wads of cash on a regular basis.
Nope.
So it may have been a red flag. A 32-year-old gent near Huntsville, Alabama, named Christopher Schock, is facing serious jail time for printing up a bunch of fake $20 and $50 bills. How did he get caught?
How?
Well, when you're a counterfeiter, you only want to put your best work out there. You're going to have some duds. And so, of course, he threw out the rejects that didn't make it. And somehow, the garbage man found the reject bills in the trash. Now, to the garbage man, although they didn't meet Christopher's standards, they looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Almost real. And the garbage man thought, maybe this is a cash bonanza. But once he fished them out of the trash, he realized, aw, they're no good. They're just on regular paper.
Regular.
Police were able to link the bills back to Christopher because one of them was printed on the back of a receipt from the Alabama Pardon and Paroles Department.
What a stoop.
And it had his full information, including social, full name, birth date.
Stoop.
In Alabama, the penalty for forgery is kind of unique. The penalty for forgery in Alabama is up to 20 years in prison. Per bill.
Ah!
So if they really want to go after him,
yeah,
he could be done. Looks like he's been doing it a while. Police believe that between $10,000 and $30,000 of his work, his fake bills, are currently in circulation.
Kind of looks a little bit like Rob.
He does.
He looks a little bit.
Could be a relative.
Looks a little like him.
Oh, yeah.
Go down to the one in the orange shirt. Yeah, that's him.
Yep. Bet he'd be upset about LeBron, too. And that's the news for today, Monday, November 4th.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Too dark outside.
Yep. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
This is ridiculous.
Yep. And because we're lower down towards the equator, if you go up to, they're showing pictures from New York City. It's already pitch black up there. Dark.
This is just dumb.
Yep. We'll be back.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Amy, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Although with daylight savings time, it's night now. It's night.
The state has tried to fix the problem.
Yeah. Keep hoping.
But Nancy Pelosi and the do-nothing Congress, they're sick. They're sick people.
Yeah, a couple of real beauties up there.
Yeah.
Let's get you... Rob show at 6 o'clock. Let's get you updated.
Maxine
one last time.
Waters.
Oh,
what a beauty.
There's another beauty.
You hear about this, Al Green? Another beauty.
Love it. He's got another rally tonight.
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's must see TV.
Yep. Sick people.
You see those cameras back there? Oh, I'm talking about them. There goes their lights
you see,
off.
You see the lights blinking on and off? I can't blame them.
Fort Myers crash.
Very, very poor ratings, unless they're watching us. Oh, look, it clicked back on.
Yeah. 19,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right by the Walmart.
Sick, sick people.
Yep. Real beauties. let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I eat so much fast food. I love it. I eat fast food because I'm lazy. That's why I go, which is why it bothers me that a lot of fast food places are now trying to make us do stuff for them. Like, hey, I don't want to fill up my own drink. There, I said it. I don't know how they slid that over to our side of the responsibility chart. And we all just took it, too. No protest. You remember the first time you went to a fast food place and they just handed you an empty cup instead of a drink? Do you want a drink? Yeah, of course they do. Here you go. Plunk. This is empty. Oh, did nobody tell you? You work here now. Yeah, we built a little station on your side. And even though I'm doing it myself, sometimes they will still ask me what kind of drink I'm going to get. Why do you need to know? And I have asked. And they're like, I need to press a button for inventory. So what do you think's going to happen over there? Like, I don't know. If I had to guess, here's what's probably going to happen. I'm going to take this cup. I'm going to walk over there. I'm going to fill it with iced tea, Sprite, and Coke. I'm going to taste that. Realize it's gross. Then I'm going to wait till you're not looking. I'm going to dump that out. Not down the drain, by the way, into the countertop garbage hole. And then while you're still distracted, I'm going to get root beer. So if you have a button for all of that, give it a touch.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. We're going to give you a chance to win. We've done this game before. And we're going to give you everybody a chance to get their own question. I have a bunch of quick survey questions. I'm going to pose your own question to you. If you get the number one answer, you're going to get a prize. Now, you have a second chance if you give me an answer that's on the board but not the number one answer. You'll get a second chance. Doesn't even show up, we're going to go to a next caller and a new question.
So this is Stan's second chance.
Stan's number one second chance.
It sounds like a Japanese show.
Yeah.
Stan, number one, second chance.
So here's how it goes. I'm going to give you a survey. Top answers on the board. You tell me the number one answer, you're a winner.
And it's called?
Stan's number one second chance. If the answer you give me is not the number one answer, but it is on the board, I'll give you another shot at it. If you don't have anything on the board, we're going to the next caller. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brad.
No, you all. I'm gonna put the brakes on this right now. I got to talk to you. I don't know if I want to. Hold on. You just hold on. I don't know if I want to play the game with you today.
Why?
Because remember on Friday, we got word from Matt Mangus.
Because he wrote all those songs about Matt Mangus.
That he showed up down at South
Street.
He wrote
Pour Some Mangus on me.
Well, Brad, I know it's not the first time it's happened with a personality here at the radio station, but Mr. Mangus would like you to leave him alone. Okay? That you imbibed way too much.
You know,
much.
Why do you focus on the negative? How did that song go, Brad?
He couldn't recite it if he had to right now.
Sure he could.
Unless he's drunk right now. You couldn't put two words together, I was told on Friday. Slurring, he couldn't,
I'll
even,
guarantee
couldn't
you,
even understand
he
you.
He knows the words to Pour Some Mangus on me.
I came up with another one, too, but...
Yeah, he did, and he was just about sick of you.
What's the new one?
I gotta remember it.
Yeah, you were too drunk to remember it.
I was hammered.
Yeah, you were.
One thing, he does not like to be called Matt Fungus.
I'll tell you one thing.
I warned you.
He does not like you around him. All right? You were causing a scene.
No kidding.
Yep. I'm sorry. I'm not playing a game.
Well, you're
you.
Telling him stuff he doesn't know. He doesn't realize that.
Mangus came up to me, and he was... I know when Matt Mangus is dead serious, and he's looking at me with no humor in his eyes at all. He said, that scatter, he did show up Friday, and he stayed there and drank and drank and drank, and was screaming out songs off the top of his head, mm-hmm. and then got to the point where you couldn't even understand what he was saying.
Well,
maybe he should stay away from me.
Well, what's the problem? Did he not pay his tab?
I don't know. Maybe that too. Let me tell you something.
Because if he drank and drank and drank, he's just supporting the event.
I don't know if you could call that support. Sabotaging, maybe?
I don't know. If he paid his bar tab, I don't see what he did wrong.
We'll get some facts on that one. 277-9600. Seriously, when I see Matt Mangus saying, he needs to stay away from me.
Yeah, it's rare that you hear that from Matt Mangus.
Yep. Hi, who's this?
Look at that.
It's Brad.
No, Brad, what do you want?
Let's see if I can get somewhere on the top 10.
Go ahead.
Jeez, haven't you won something? You've won something in the last 2 months.
Not a long time.
You're okay. Fine.
You remember that new Mangus song yet?
Let's go.
Do you remember the new Mangus song?
No.
Of course not.
Did you pay your bar tab?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what was it? How much?
I can't remember.
Of course not, because you didn't pay it. Let's see. You want to play the game or not? If you're going to keep talking, I don't want to talk to you. He'll be back.
If you're going to keep talking, I don't want to talk to you.
He's got to listen. He's got to listen to me. This guy operates with a 0.10 alcohol level.
Can you imagine what that would look like in transcribed form? Like a court transcript and your words coming back at you?
Yep.
Did you say this?
Yes, I did. And I know exactly what I meant by it.
You bastard.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.